I want this question answered because I don't know. I've tried to work it out in my head. Is there a direct nexus between changing your naira notes and the availability of money? Because there are two different things. I heard Sheriff this morning. People were, you know, I was happy that a lot of people can see through what is happening.
Mm.
And they want that date to be sacrosanct. And that is the 10th of whatever. Sacrosanct for changing money, not for money being available. There are two different things.
That's right.
So how come we don't have, all of a sudden, we don't have money? It's not money to change. All the queues you are seeing, it's not as if some people are coming with Ghana must bags, Ghana must go bags, and they want to go into the bank to change their money. No. So the question to ask is, how much money has the CBN itself printed? Have they printed in the quantum that we are used to? And the addition, one of the things that bothers me is that there has been no central response to this very significant crisis that we have. Crisis of fuel, and crisis of cash. Of course, the electricity one has been with us, like, since Imo River. I don't know whoever got that came from. That has been with us. That's been with us for long. So the issue of extending the date for me is neither here nor there, because the issue is not money change. The issue is cash available.
Mm.
Okay? Now, somebody also needs to tell us, the president with his good intentions, the CBN governor, instruction of the president with hopefully good intentions. Because, you see, where we are now, we don't even know who we can trust in this exercise. Hypothetically, I'm not accusing anybody.
Okay.
But hypothetically, what if we have a CBN governor whose thoughts are not aligned with the president? The president calls you and says, I want to do this. And I want you to listen carefully. And I'm not throwing wild questions. I just want our thoughts to be revived. The president wants this exercise to happen. I want to change the currency. He did it before. It's not going to be his first time. He did it before, you know, when he was a military leader. And we now also know that the CBN governor himself had gotten himself stuck in politics, because you heard Ganduje say yesterday that, oh, because he didn't get the ticket.
Mm.
So how are we sure that the current CBN governor is not aligned with these same politicians who want to frustrate the president? I'm just asking a question. How are we sure? Mm. I'm just asking the question. Because there is some element of sabotage in what the president intended. This is not the first time that this is going to happen, and it jolly well won't be the last. And if you're telling me that an exercise to change currency cannot be done in 90 days, given a circumstance, okay, so you'll give some examples in Acapulco, it takes them 2 years to do so, yes, but given our own circumstance and given the intention, because this is a security intervention, it's not just economics, is the CBN governor aligned, are his thoughts aligned with the president? Who is the mole who is disrupting the system? Look at the governors. We've had 1,001 problems that have demanded intervention from them with the president. They didn't bat an eyelid. When it comes to this one now, quickly they had a meeting with him. So the question to ask is, and of course, they are, for those of us we know who the targets of that exercise. Well, we know the target. The governor is inclusive. Because whether you like it or not, governors stash money. I think some of it they do under the cover of, security vote and all kinds of things that, oh, you might need some money to do this and do that. They stash money. Governors, you don't want to imagine how much. Though the funny thing is, I'll never forget Bakinzuo. Some of you don't know who Bakinzuo is. It was a one-time Kano governor who, on finding money in his possession, said that this is government money and I'm in government house, so it is government money. It is government money in government house. So what's the big deal? So we know there is a big conspiracy. I hope our politicians will not ruin this country in their various bids either to get power or to prevent other people from getting power.
Well, couldn't this just have been a miscalculation on the part of the policy makers themselves?
It could be. No, this time around, there are no policy makers. It's the president's baby. He didn't hide it.
Yes.
And it got so... Where I would disagree with policy makers is even the Minister of Finance did not know.
Yes, so the president said that, you know, he owned up to it. But then the person that is saddled with the responsibility of printing the new currency is the CBN.
Yes.
Right. So that's where he comes into the entire conversation. Mm-hmm. Did he print enough notes?
That's why the first thing to find out is that was he aligned? You know, he won't disagree with the president. When the president says, I want to, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, we do it, sir, I'm loyal, sir, yes, sir. But were his thoughts aligned with the president?
With the president.
If we are going to begin to look at, we need to have a thorough investigation and find out everybody's role in this exercise. Because, Sheriff, the issue is not... I haven't seen anybody complain that...
Exactly.
Oh, I've taken my money to the bank and I can't get value. Mm-hmm. No. Because if you take your money to the bank, you'll be credited. Mm-hmm. The issue is money available. 2,000, 3,000, availability.
People are not condemning the policy itself.
No, it's the availability of money. Of
the cash. Okay, so you said we should use new notes.
Emefiele should come and tell us what is the value of the notes that have been printed. What is the value that was supposed to be printed that had been printed in the past? And of course you rack it up by another 50%, given the fact that people are going to exchange. Where is all this money? We need to, so let's leave that issue to the security issue. We had better find a very quick solution to this problem. We had better. If INEC has started, if INEC says now, they are warning Emefiele and the NSA to say that, look, yesterday there were riots in Abeokuta. There are riots in Ondo. We hope it doesn't continue this morning. And I heard you talk about some show of force that you heard. You said,
Lagos.
These things don't work now. Let's even bring it down to brass tacks. Have you given separate cash to the police in the barracks? Are they not affected? Might they not even be in sympathy with the general public in this exercise?
Someone said, in line with what you just said, someone said, how about the military people in the northeast, in the north central, prosecuting war right now?
What if
they don't get paid? What happens?
Those ones will get. You know, you can always make a quick 16-hour intervention and sort them out. A trip to the CBN will come back with a bullion van and pay them. It's written here. Whereas INEC was asking for money, and Emefiele was telling him, you know, we have partnership and we can. That can be arranged. But for the common policeman who not giving wife shop money for house, you now say you go and do show of force. We need to be careful. The Nigerians are being pushed inch by inch. And let it not come to a point where those you think would quell whatever reaction or whatever would not join the protesters. They're Nigerians like us. Unless you can tell me that, okay, every corporal has X amount. They listen to radio, they're all part of this. And the people to hold responsible at the end of it all, the only set of people to hold responsible are the politicians. They have messed us up completely. How we are going to continue to live with them, I honestly don't know. This is no longer a country. Look at the issues. The article does this with Tinubu, Obi does this with that and that. Look at all the issues. Issues that shouldn't even appear on the pages of newspapers. When you should be talking about what exactly you're going to. As we speak now, in the days of the UPN, the four cardinal points we'll be talking about, or Shagari's agricultural revolution. None. This one is a criminal. That one, this one. That's what we get to hear. You know, and we need to sound this. I don't like where all this is going. I said this some time ago, and every morning, I'm going to stop listening to you in the morning.
Kilo day, why? What that?
Because what it does is that it revs me up.
That's what you need now. When you get warmed up, when you get warmed up for your show.
No, they no longer do cars. The cars that you have now, you start it and the temperature comes down by itself. The days of of contact. We laugh at these things to make it light, but what I'm looking ahead of me is frightening. What I'm looking, if I look at the 2-3 options, which of course I will not say in public, of what is likely to happen, you will be a bit, at the very least, you'll be a bit worried. But we'll see how it goes.
Do you think they're aware of what is happening?
Who are we?
I mean, the people that had a meeting yesterday, the president, Emefiele, Bawa, Bagudu, you know, all of those people. I asked this question because the protests are becoming one too many. And they're getting more violent in nature. Banks are beginning to close shops, which means that even if they say, okay, so we have released money, the banks would think twice. I mean, those branches that have been attacked would still remain shut, regardless, which means money may not even be available immediately to people around those areas affected. Now, these protests are getting more violent. Could there have been... Is there a drastic solution to this problem, an immediate intervention, you know, that can be brought in? Because this cannot spread beyond this week.
Okay, you see, the immediate response is not to do any show of force. It is risky. It is risky because you'll be putting out people with weapons out there who might jolly well be in sympathy with the protesters. Because this time around, nobody is immune to this. So this show of force or whatever, I mean, whatever, you see, it's not going to turn like the answer as if care is not taken. Because you don't even know the level. This is not a youth, whatever it is. This is everybody. Okay? So the solution, the immediate solution would be to make as much cash as can be available. Okay? If in reality you don't have enough of the new cash,
right,
you jolly well just got to make the old cash available and extend the tenure of that cash as legal tender. There's no running away from it. No show of force can do that. That's on one side. On the other side, the president and the rest of the country have been boxed into a corner by a group of persons who want to sabotage this election for good or for bad. There are those ones who want to... We have contending forces, if I look at it. Those who don't want the election to hold. Those who believe that neither of the three major...
Candidates
are suitable for Nigeria. There are loads of people who fall into that group. There are loads of people who believe that neither of the two of the three candidates, but that even the third candidate might not have the wherewithal, in reality, National Assembly, civil service, and so on and so forth. I belong to that group. I belong to that group. Let me identify where I belong, where I believe that this election coming might not hold as much promise as people might imagine. Two of the major candidates, two of those candidates, I wouldn't touch with a mile-long pole. Because I'm not going to go through all this for 20-something years and continue like this. The third one that other people might be looking at is, where is the National Assembly he's going to work with? Where is the civil service that he's going to work with? Do you understand what I'm saying? We are talking reality now. So that group also have people who are saying that maybe we should look at this thing critically again, that the results that we have are not, you know, might not get us anywhere. So that's another group. Then there are another group that just want everybody wiped out. I don't mean killed, though. No, I'm not talking genocide here. But just taken out of the arena and Nigeria begins again. Those are those who are talking of...
Like a reset.
They're talking of an interim government. Under what constitution would you constitute an interim government? Is it the National Assembly that you would want now to constitute an interim government? Who is going to pick who? If you have an interim government, you must have a head. Is the head going to come from the north, the south, the east, or the west? Or are you going to have a four leadership network as an interim government? So that, okay, Nigeria will be run by a committee. You must have a head. You must have a commander-in-chief. Are they going to rotate it every 6 months? All kinds of things. Because very strong citizens, including the likes of somebody I respect so much, Chief Afe Babalola, SAN, have been calling for interim government. Those are the ones who are bold to speak out. There are those who are working behind the scenes, are not bold to make their mind known, their minds known.
There are those like that.
So the scenario that you have is there. The another problem that you have ahead is, how do you hold down the reaction to the polls? And that is why I believe these polls must not be transparent, but must be seen to be transparent. You cannot afford that these polls go to the tribunal. It's going to get even messier. So it's like when you're going into a boxing tournament, sometimes they'll tell you, as a black boxer, if you want to fight a white-skinned boxer, when you both boxer, they'll tell you, just knock him out. If you want to go by points, you might not get it. So the different scenarios, you know, they set for one thinking. How are we sure that all this that is happening is not the design of certain persons? How are we sure? Because it defies logic. If you print 10 billion, I'm just saying, 10 yeah. billion naira worth of old notes, common sense will tell you to print 15 because they are going to be exchanging and new demand.
Yeah.
And notes are not running anywhere. They should be available in the bank. Person will not get account, or like my idiot people will say, person will not get accounts, will not go near the. So what are we talking about? Oh, by the way, you were right yesterday.
Okay.
I was corrected.
What's that?
That bank branches hold money for other branches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I owe you. So what can
pictures,
I...
please. Don't remove your hand yet.
Not just that.
Pictures, please.
I'm going to give you a peace offering.
Eh?
Do you want it in cash or kind?
Cash will be nice.
There's no
cash is gold.
But you were right yesterday. You were right yesterday. So, you know, it doesn't look good.
Did you hear about the bank that they found 250 million in?
That is chicken feed. People, these are middle level opportunists. I'm not interested in them. These are middle level opportunists. You're a bank manager, you have 10 POS machines outside, people are selling money at 10%. These are opportunities. They're trying to make a quick buck. If had the money been in very good supply, they won't exist.
That's right.
Simple economics.
Right. I mean, it's simple, actually.
Simple economics.
It's simple. It's the same thing. It's the same thing that happens.
These are like the jerry can people you see on
exactly.
the road.
Exactly. You know, it's the same thing.
Talking about here?
Once there is scarcity, it gives room for them.
The EFCC should leave bank managers and go after the big boys. That is, if you know what the supply has been and is not on the street, then some big boys are working, they're taking the money at higher levels, 10 times more than all these small bank managers of 2 million, 3 million, 4 million.
Let's go take the Vanguard. Oh, wow, what a morning!
What a morning, yes. But this, for those who will criticize and say other stories. Omo, this is the most important thing.
No, it is.
Every other thing rests on this.
This is existential. To be very honest, let's go take this one from Vanguard now. NSA saying that elections will hold despite everything.
We'll see. It's just reaction to. He's just giving assurances. I'm not even sure how convinced he is himself that this polls will hold.
Lagos REC denies inciting violence against Igbo.
Well, there's been a lot. To be honest with you, there's been a lot said, true or false, about Mr. Segun Agbaje, who is the Lagos REC, and he has denied allegations. I think the simple, so I don't waste people's time, is since there appears to be a confidence loss in this gentleman, can he be reassigned to another state? I'm sure that can be done. Rather than let's get control, because even on the people are supposed to be signing some petition against him or the other, he's been compromised and so on and so forth. Can we please have you know, another wreck, and preferably somebody who's not from the West, at least to be seen to be fair. I'm not accusing him of anything. I have no facts, you know, against him, whatever. But and he can't step down himself. But I think by now we should be calling on Professor Mahmoud Yakubu to please reassign the man. I think that can be done. He can be reassigned, and preferably somebody, you know, to bring somebody who's not from the West, so that there could be some balance. That's the reality. And I hope that is done very quickly. I don't think that demands any argument for or against. It's just a common sense thing to do. Abby?
Yeah, I agree. Personally, I also think personally, because he's been churning a lot these days.
Yes.
I personally think that he should take it upon himself.
I don't think he can.
And request for a transfer or something.
I mean, if I were him, I'd do so. If it's within my powers to ask for a transfer, I walk up to Mahmoud and say, look, there's a confidence problem here. And we all know how sensitive Lagos is.
That's right.
And I don't think there's any need for us to open up all the possibilities that we can be talking about here. So change him, bring somebody, preferably from the north or somebody, and just change him around and let's see. I know if I said bring somebody from the east. You see where Nigeria has got into. If I said bring somebody, he's an obese supporter.
You play right into the hands.
Or better still, why don't we go next door to Ghana and have some acting reps that we can use?
No.
It's
our local election.
No, if it's going to be so contentious and it's going to be, might as well go to Ghana.
No, we'll find people here. We would find people.
We'll go to Benin, they speak French.
We'll find people.
Let's go to
Ghana. We can go and find, you know, all those serious professors, you know, in our universities. You know, there are some serious professors.
It has been said that the professors did us in. And then this current government is afraid of professors because of the ASU crisis.
Payback time.
You need to understand, this country is very funny. How come it is that we've been using professors all along?
Yeah.
And now, in this election, we are no longer using professors because of the ASU crisis.
Oh, wow. What a country. That's why I love Nigeria, you know.
This is why I can't jump on, you know. It's so much fun.
It is. Stressful, but, it's it's fun regardless. Let's take our last story this morning. Wike recants, approves stadium for Atiku rally in Rivers.
I feel so sorry for Onyesom Wike, and I predicted what has happened. He's gone what you call a bridge too far. You know, if you watch the movie called The Bridge Too Far, when the Allies, you know, getting into Europe, they destroyed a few bridges, and they went after, I think it was Arnhem Bridge or so. And that's how you got the name A Bridge Too Far. He's gone a bridge too far. Too many bridges too far. And look at what he says. Look at the arrogance. And we need to, when we are settled, we need to checkmate this thing where governors believe that they are the all in all. And he says, Wike, who had earlier revoked approval of the stadium with the waiver of the 5 million venue, recanted yesterday. He said, this morning, after appeal from people, the stadium doesn't belong to you. It's the people's stadium. Look at the arrogance. This morning, after appeal from people who talked to me, I have given them Atiku and team back at Doki and Mesimaka Stadium. Go and campaign. What arrogance is all this? The stadium doesn't belong to you. We need to start enforcing laws and people's rights. But that's the story for another day. It's not the stadium. It's not his personal stadium. It belongs to those who are opposed to him. It belongs to Amechi. It belongs to him. It belongs to... what's the name of this man that I love? He's an SDP candidate now. What's this fine looking man now?
Magnus Abe Tonyeko.
Magnus Abe Tonyeko and all these people. All of them belongs to everybody. You just sit on. And we have the same thing in all the states where people are being denied certain things. I think we are gone past all that now. The elections are just around the corner. If they do hold.
Okay. That's a good way to end it. What's coming up at who's coming on the Abomey?
Thankfully, the Abomey, one young lady, is ready downstairs.
Oh, okay. I saw her.
That's Auntie B's daughter.
Ah. Oh, wow. I couldn't recognize her again.
She's about 24. Let's see. Let's do with some younger people.
First. Okay. That's okay.
And later we'll go back. You should ask me, why is it always women?
You told me before, but you said you're not going to tell me why.
I will answer that question at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Why I prefer having women from there for their bunny. Because I mean, you need to lead you.
Okay.
Maybe all I should use you next week.
Use me. You want to use me?
I'm speaking in Yoruba, I can do it.
What direct, did you say?
It's direct translation. Maybe I should be back in Luen next week.
Oh boy, thank you so much for coming.
All right, you're welcome.
Lagos, that's our show. We're going to go now, bring you the news. After the news, well, then we'll talk some more here on the Morning Crossfire. Stay here, please.
You know the value of information.
Nigeria Info is information.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.